Rich Owen, narrator.
This is from Texas Sunrise by Elmer Kelton. I could have whipped the Kiefer brothers without even breaking a sweat, provided I took them one at a time. But the two together were a mite too much. They had me staggered in the dust of the crossroads. Dogs barked. Men and boys cheered and whooped and stood back to give us room. Entertainment was scarce in those parts. A horse race occasionally, a shooting match, a barn raising or a dance. A good fist fight was usually certain to stir the betting blood. But nobody was betting this time. They could tell I was fixing to get my plow cleaned, good and proper. I was 21 then, 5'11" and tough as mule hide. But that wasn't enough. I kept lashing out with my fist at Smiley Kiefer and trying with my elbows to knock loose from Snag Kiefer's heavy weight on my back. Snag clung like a burr under the pants leg. I huffed, the breath coming harder. This ain't no way to fair fight. I didn't go to fight the both of you.
This is from Lizard Man by David James Poussant. What is it? What's wrong? Cam shakes his head.
Red's dead, he says.
Red is Cam's dad.
Bastard used to beat the fuck out of me,
Cam told me one night when we both drank too much and swapped sad stories. I don't know whether Cam is upset or relieved, and I don't know what to say. Cam must see this because he says,
It's okay, I'm okay.
How'd it happen?
He was drinking.
Wow. That's a stupid thing to say, but I've been up all night.
I need a favor.
Anything.
I need a ride to Red's house.
Okay. Cam hasn't had a car for years. St. Petersburg is a pedestrian city.
Well, don't say okay yet. It's in Lee.
Lee?
Yeah.
Lee, Florida?
Yeah. Is that a problem?
No problem. Lee is 4 long hours north.
Okay, let's go.
And we go. This is from Last Seen in Suburbia by Patrick Fraley. Nader sat in his chair like a big dope. She had thrown off his timing. For some reason he would never figure out, it took her a very long time to get to his door. What possibly could have taken her that long to walk from the receptionist to his door? There was nothing to look at on the way, no painting to admire. When she opened the door, he felt like a waxed figure, smiling like an idiot. He lifted himself out of the chair as she approached his desk. He offered his hand. I hope your flight was uneventful.
I hope your flight was uneventful.
She didn't answer. What can you say to pure banality? He sat back down. As he did, his golden blue striped tie laid out like a long, colorful fish on his desk. They both looked at it. Why didn't he just whisk it down toward his chest? Did he think it would magnetically seek his shirt, whip off the desk like a silky eel? Their eyes met. That used to happen to my father. He once wrote half a check on his tie. Do you have the contract? Yes, Nader said.
Is it under your tie?
Yes, it is. I mean, it was there the last time I looked, she said.
What do you say we look again, shall we?